oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive, turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud.
I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and you are on Wounded to Wonderful and Keeping It Real. It is the place for the real conversations, the real people, and real topics and real time. I am so glad that you're here with me today. I know that everyone is focused on the inauguration. And I, in the background, have the inauguration playing, and I'm listening to the words that he's saying, and I'm wearing my pearls, and I'm standing on the promise of change. But in his inauguration speech, he spoke about we have far to go and a lot to do, and we must do something, and that we are responsible. You know, we're good people, but we're responsible. So it made me think, and it made me go into the thought plan of we are good people. And we do have to plan out, and we do have to strategically do something about our lives, do something about what we're doing. It's not all about, you know, peace, love, and happiness, and everybody loves everybody. It's about some action. Yeah, you can love everybody, but when wrong is wrong, wrong is just wrong. And it's not about making it right. It's about personifying and saying something, though, no, that's not right. Because you never know when you will be in that particular situation. You see, I used to be around a lot of people who were liberal. And they were like, oh, I have black friends. You know, they'd say that to me. And I was like, what does that even mean? You know, why would you even say that? And what it meant was, you know, forget about what is happening with you. I have black friends. I matter. And not until their child or their cousin or their sister married someone who was black or of another color or another race, that all things change. All things became different. Now it's about Black Lives Matter. Now it was about what was right. Now it was different. See, we don't have to pretend. Black people, black and brown people do not have to pretend to know anything about what white people do. And, you know, let's just keep it simple. We in your environment, we know how you act. We know what you're going to say before you even say it. We've come accustomed to you. But one thing that you have never done is come accustomed to us. You'd always pick one person in the group that you know or you're familiar with and say, Edna, what do I do? And some answer and some don't. But I would say, you know what to do because you came to me. So you already know what to do. So you're trying to make yourself feel good. We are good people, as President Biden said. We are good people. It's when we don't want to take responsibility of what to do because we don't want, we depend on the criticisms of the people around us to make us strong. So what does that tell me? That you have no self-worth. So white, black, or indifferent, you have no self-worth. So you think you're entitled, but you really don't believe that you are. And that brings me to the thought, we are good people. Any color, black, brown, white, any color. But we have to make sure that we individually are doing the right thing, are saying the right thing, are acting the right way, are believing the right beliefs. I believe that there's four pillars in our life that we have to get right. And I talk about that in my new book, The Four Pillars. And I believe that those things are very important to how we reach out to the world with our hands, with our bodies, how we really reach out to the world. And if those four pillars are not right, something always goes lacking and something always falls apart.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I used to think that, or was told, and I believed, that emotions had no place in life. But they do. They play a great part when they're used the right way, when they're not behavioral, when they're not emotional, but when they are used the right way and when they are used. We are good people. We're good people, but we have to learn how to stay good. We have to learn how to do the right thing. We have to learn how to say the right thing. We have to learn to hear the right things. If we're in our emotions all the time, we hear what we want to hear. A person can say, the color is blue. But you hearing what you want to hear, it could be coming out, I told you the color is blue. So we always have to be mindful. So very mindful and so very strategic on what we do with what we are gifted with. So we're gifted with sight, sound, you know, with energy. We're gifted with and touch and experience. We're gifted with all those things. But when we are not exercising them the right way, we can become bad people. We can become bad human beings without a reckoning, without a charge, without a calling. We lose focus of the purpose. I always say the intention is what's important. When you go to do something, when you go to talk to someone, is the intention the right intention? So when I work with you, Am I intending to work with you from the bottom of my heart the right way to draw people? Or am I intending to get what I need from you? Those things that happen like that, your good works will automatically become null and void. Your good thoughts of you, the good part of you is overshadowed by the bad things that you do. And that does not help you prosper. Jealousy is an anger emotion. It's part of anger. And what that is not anger. See, emotions have to do with your motion, your energy, your inner motion energy. It has nothing to do with anything else external. So how you perceive the world has nothing to do with your emotions. What you perceive in your own self is what you portray to everyone else. So if you go to McDonald's and you order fries and the fries are not right and you look at it, the person who gave it to you could have said they look great, but in your eyes, they were cooked too hard. You get angry, you go crazy, and you do crazy things, and you start to act out. And behaviorally, you go back around the drive-thru and said, these are not right. When you simply could have said one simple sentence, do not fry them hard. I don't like them fried hard. See, when you know what you want and you're okay with yourself, you can say that to someone and it'll be received. Or if you did get the wrong order, you just go back around. This is not how I like them. Can I have another one, please? This time, not too fried hard. But we don't get to that point. We go in. Our anger really gets us to a point that we are never going to come back. And it's so displaced. Our anger is so displaced. So what do? How do we deal with that? The best thing that we can ever do in life is really work on ourselves. Is really answer the call of being a better person. We are good people. But we have to know and we have to believe that there is good inside of us. See, if we go along life, we'll be like number 45. Narcissistic, caring about ourselves only, and we only exist because we're here. You know, we only exist because no one else did anything for us. We're angry. Anger eats your life up. It consumes you. It takes over. It makes you do things that you never thought you would do to another person. Jealousy does the same thing because it's born out of anger. And all of that comes from one of the two emotions. There's love and there's fear. Anger comes out of fear. Fear comes out of jealousy. That's all it is. It's just two things that there are. So when all of your emotions happen, it's coming out of either the one, love, or it's coming out of the fear. So the anger is out of fear. There's only two emotions. And it's just how we vibrate it through our bodies, through who we are, from where we came from the bad news that we encountered, from the bad things that we've felt, from the bad things people have done to us. How do we translate that? How do we change that? How do we make that better? Just acknowledging. And then saying, yeah, I am. I look in the mirror and say, yeah, I am kind of messed up with that. That's a problem I have to fix. And don't be so easy to say, well, I don't need somebody to tell me that. I don't need nobody to kind of correct me. Fear kind of stops you from progressing. I've had clients run to me wanting to help. But then scared when they do get the help and back off and say, well, maybe I don't want this. When you don't want help from someone else, that you know that's qualified, that can help you. It's fear that you have to change now. And you've been this way all your life, and how could you even think about changing that? Well, guess what? You have to change that. You have to live in that. You have to sit there for a little while and say, yeah, I did some stuff that I know that I shouldn't have done. I've said some stuff that I know I shouldn't have said. I've written some things that I know I shouldn't have written. We are good people. We came here good. See, that's the whole thing. We were tricked to say that we came here in sin and shaped in sin. No, no, no. We came here good. Anything that God brought here was good. We became bad. We took on the influences outside of love. We adapted fear. Outside of love, we said, okay, fear. I remember when I was going into the religious, into religion, and religion had an effect on me. Although I was very inquisitive and asked questions, it was a place of comfort and safety. And I began to live in that comfort and safety and thought that was all that I was able to have, or, you know, that was what I needed. And I didn't. I needed someone to say to me, you need to go to a psychiatrist. You need to go to a counselor. And someone had said that to me. And I started going. But I was too steeped in. And I said, that's what happens to us a lot. We get steeped into things. So relationships, friendships, you know, people that we've known for 40 and 50 years from high school, you know, elementary school. We think they are supposed to be in our lives forever. Lessons only last for a certain amount of time. Semesters last, what, 12 weeks, 15 weeks? So how is somebody in your life for always? Because they change. There's nothing that stays the same. Nothing. And although you can be friends with someone, you can't be friends the way you found them. And if they stay the same, and they choose to stay the same, which is destructive or outside of love, outside of what's right, outside of what's good, you have a choice to make. Stay and be part, be an accomplice to what's not right, or be civil when you see them, but say, you're not good for me at this point in our lives. People don't like truth coming from themselves or coming from somebody else. And it's kind of shocking for people to hear truth. And I've encountered that a lot. And I don't go out or seek out to say things rude to anybody, because I'm not rude to anyone, because I don't want anybody to be rude to me. Unless it's warranted and it has to be shut down and closed up. So it's like a key, you know, that you have to be firm with somebody. A key locks the door, and then you close it and you put a chain on it and it doesn't open again. But you state what you feel affirmatively, not taking your time, not maybe I should, you know, ward off. I'm learning that lesson just now. Because I'm a genuine person in personality, and I'm loyal. So I think that everybody else is like that. I often have to get knocked upside the head to say, no, not everyone is like you. We are good people. We have to learn, and we have to create, and we have to look inside and do our work to be good. To do good, to act good, to stay good. It's all a work in progress. It really is. It's just so much that has to be done. so much that has to be learned. It's a whole learning process, this humanism. It's a whole learning process. Someone asked me today, all the groups that you're in, how can you stay afloat? How come you can take time off on Saturdays and Sundays and not think about this and put your phone off and not answer any calls? How can you do that? I said, because I didn't go out to seek them. They sought me. And God said, let things be drawn to you. He said, if you, and I will draw everything. I will draw everything. So everything I do, if I do one thing, it covers every committee that I'm on. It covers everything that I volunteer for. It covers everything that I do. Because my gift is making room for me. And I had to learn that because we are good people. See, we often have the intention of being good, but for the wrong reasons. Like our number 45, he didn't have no good intentions, but he said that's a powerful place to be in to do what I want to do. His intentions were so wrong. And, you know, we have yet to see where it's going to take him in the long run, which is none of our business anyway, because now he's out. Today is an inauguration day for a new cabinet to be sitting, a new aura to be placed. And I think that happens every time a president comes. There's always something new to be, you know, had. So I just wanted to say, I guess, all of that to you today. And if you're listening, and you listen to the very end, because this is a very short introduction today, but if you're listening today, I'm going to offer you to be on the list for the new book, Five Pillars. If you email me, ednajwhite11@gmail.com, and you put in the subject line, Five Pillars, I will add you to the list for the first copy autographed to you. I thank you so much for taking time out today. If you have any comments, anything that you'd like to hear, if you'd like to talk about, if you want to come on and talk with me about a subject, let's do it. I'm all for it. This is Edna J. White, and you're listening to, and thank you for listening to, Wounded to Wonderful and Keeping It Real.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.